35. Ready room.
The fat CEO's name was Hootkins, and Smite could already smell him starting to sweat.
"Well?" he asked. "What's the deal?"
Hootkins didn't say anything, just slammed the half-liter tumbler of Rancor aid that he'd been nursing and pressed one meaty hand to the wall behind him. Smite felt himself twitching with impatience. It was getting unpleasantly hot in the ready room among all these bodies pressed in around him. And what had the warden summoned them all together for anyway? He waited, bouncing on his heels, as Hootkins glanced at the guard standing to his right, a pumped-up glandular catastrophe named Logovic. Smite knew almost all the names of the guys on his shift. Steubens, Merrill, Glant. But he was still learning the rest of the roster. Not that it mattered much. None of these old-timers would give him the time of day. Not yet. When the warden had summoned them all to the ready room on short notice, no uniforms or weapons necessary, Smite had snorted another half-gram of glitter stim from his private stash before hitting the deck. He'd already discovered that the stim gave him confidence and a telepathic boost that made everything feel heightened and somehow more vibrant at the same time. As if zing! An invisible saber had been drawn from its scabbard straight up his nose. Not to mention the courage that it gave him for certain unauthorized aspects of the job, going face to face with that red-skinned inmate 11240 in his cell, for example, or the mission they'd just undertaken down on the factory floor. It had made him feel like the king of the galaxy. The truth was, Smite loved the spice. Smuggling his stash into Coghive 7 had been a lot easier than he'd expected. And he'd even managed to sell a little to a couple of the other COs. Making friends had always come easy to him that way. Too bad he hadn't had a chance to offer some to Hootkins. Who knew, he thought. Maybe the porky loser could use some as a diet aid.
"So,"
Smite asked, drumming his fingers against the table in front of him.
"What's the problem?"
One of the side effects of the stim was that it made you restless, ready to move ahead while everything else dragged behind.
"You guys don't actually think..."
"Shut up!"
Hootkins snapped without bothering to glance at him. Now the fat man had one ear pressed to the wall of the ready room. Listening for a long moment, he turned back to Logovic.
"Yeah," he said. "It's on. It's not big, but it's happening."
"What's on?" Smite asked. "What's happening?"
"Warden's reconfiguring."
"What, now?"
Smite checked his chrono.
"But we don't have another fight schedule till..."
The main hatchway of the ready room whirred open, and Warden Blur stepped inside, followed in short order by her administrative droid. She stopped there, looked coolly across their faces, and smiled.
"Good afternoon, gentlemen. I want to thank you for coming on such short notice."
The guard straightened up. Logovic muttered a grunt of acknowledgement, and a few others offered unenthusiastic greetings in response. Among the men, Siddiqui Blur wasn't particularly popular. Apparently some of the guys actually found her attractive, but Smite was indifferent to that aspect of her. Fact was, the spice had more or less switched off that part of his mind, at least for the moment, and he was grateful. In a place like this, he decided, the fewer the distractions, the better.
"I'm sure you're all wondering why you're here," Siddiqui said, "so I won't waste your time."
She turned and faced the droid. 3D, is my call patched through?"
"Yes, Warden."
"Okay, go ahead." She gestured to the group of guards gathered on the far side of the room. "If you men wouldn't mind stepping to either side, I have a feeling that we're going to need all the space we can get." As they shuffled out of the way, leaving an entire corner clear, the droid's holoprojector flickered to life. For a moment, Smite wasn't sure whether what he was seeing was real or a side effect of the stim. 8 meters in front of him, the mountainous shape of his employer had already come into focus to fill the entire corner of the ready room. Smite gaped as Jabba Desilogic Tiur shifted his enormous tail, gazing out at the audience that awaited him.
"Hello, Jabba," Siddiqui said. "I appreciate you making time in your busy schedule for me."
"Siddiqui Blur."
The crime lord's mouth opened just enough for him to run his tongue along his upper lip with a lascivious sneer.
"You know, if you ever get tired of running that prison, I would be happy to make you one of my slave girls."
Such a generous offer. She remained absolutely composed, even congenial before him.
"Unfortunately, I'll have to decline for now."
"To what do I owe the honor?"
"Ah, well." Siddiqui gestured at the guards who had come to abrupt attention behind her, including Smite himself.
"I believe I have some of your people here."